Hello, and welcome to the Daily View in our journey through the profiles. And we've come to a change in the personality. We've been looking at first-line personalities through the 1-3-1-4. Now we have the second-line personality. And this is a real difference. Where the first-line personality is introspective and needs to dig into things to be secure, that the second-line personality isn't interested in any of it, but is guided by its hopefulness. It's very different. In many ways, the second line is the natural. And of course, the great theme of the second line is that this is the line of the hermit. And hermit in the sense of leave me alone. You know, I don't want to be bothered. You know, you can actually live with me, just don't bother me. You know, you can be around me, just don't bother me. You know, this is the nature of the second line theme. Now, of course, everything about the second line, which is a line of projection, is ultimately about receiving the call. Remember that in dealing with lower trigram profile, in other words, for the personality, the one, the two, and the three that we're going to be looking at, their gifts are not transpersonal. In other words, you know, they are not oriented towards the other and don't necessarily recognize the value, contribution, or importance that the other can bring to them because they're very much absorbed in their own process. A second line being, you know, whose basic personality is, leave me alone, let me be about my own business. At the same time, they are designed to receive the call. And it is the other that can look into them. And this is why the second line being will tend to hide in many respects. And hide can take place in many ways. It can take place with, you know, being insular in the sense of always being behind closed doors. It can be the way in which you dress. It can be your weight. It can be all kinds of things that are designed to protect you so that you can not so much hide inside, but not let anybody see you. It's much more about a kind of demand for privacy, because the second line is like a window. You know, the other looks in and sees a potential. But the fact that there is a potential in you, not being a first line being, doesn't mean you can study it, work on it. The fact that there's a potential in you is just that. It is a potential. And the fact that the other wants to call it out, second line beings don't like to study. You know, that's not their nature. And yet the call is everything. I call the 2-4 the missionary. Because, of course, the fourth line underneath, and here is the continuity in the chain. Here we have the same unconscious theme that we had in the changing profile of the 1-4. Now it's a 2-4. And so we have the same opportunism, the same potential of the unconscious to bring one into connection with others so that you can influence them. And everything about the 2-4 is that when it receives the call, you know, the smoker that quits, the alcoholic that quits, in the 2-4 archetype, you know, they become unbearable forces, you know, trying to convince you because they've received the call. You know, the moment they receive the call, that reticence to go out into the world disappears. Interesting about the 2-4, particularly about their mannerisms and behavior in terms of their home, and it's something I've often pointed out, is that, you know, if you're invited into their home, please don't move anything. You know, don't shift the furniture. If you're going to live with them, you're going to have to accept that they're very rigid and very fixed in the way in which they want their inner life to operate. All of that is about the potential that lies in the 2-4 to be transformed. No other profile has such a deep potential and such an influential potential of transformation as the 2-4 has.